Damn, what the hell happened? I feel like a truck ran me over. Jason pried one eye open against the pain he felt everywhere. More pain. A bright, intense white light pierced through the cracked eyelid and rode the optic nerve straight to the pain center in his brain. He quickly slammed the eye shut, but now noticed the bright red glow as the overhead light shone through the skin of his lids. Still a trained warrior before anything else, he began to take stock of his injuries and situation before wasting time wondering where exactly he was. As best he could tell, the pain was generalized and intense, but not the result of a specific injury. He just hurt like hell everywhere. He could tell he was lying on his back on a fairly comfortable surface and that he was restrained. This last fact alarmed him greatly, although he did remember that he had stormed the flight deck uninvited, brandishing a weapon. At this last thought, his eyes popped open. Saturn. The robot. The written script throughout the ship. "I'm on an alien spaceship," he said aloud to nobody, or so he thought. "Actually, you're the alien in this case, and you're on my ship." Jason's heart nearly stopped at the voice. He craned his head to the left and down, and saw the robot standing at the foot of the platform he was strapped to. He was able to take in more detail of the strange machine than he had been able to when first confronted by it. The face, made of that exotic, flexible metal, was oddly human-like, but without ears or a nose. "What?" It was the best he could do as his brain struggled to keep up. Of all the questions he could have asked a being from another world, there was only one thing that he could think of.
"How are you speaking English?"
The robot's face morphed into an expression of incredulity, complete with a cocked brow. He was once again stunned at how familiar the gestures and expressions were. "You're strapped to an infirmary bed on a ship from another world while presumably being the first of your kind to lay eyes on the planet we're currently orbiting. That was the question that was most on your mind? Truly?" The sarcasm that laced the voice told Jason he was not dealing with a simple automaton. The pain in his head increased as he simply couldn't keep his panic reflex under control. His heart rate began to climb quickly. Being restrained and, apparently, abducted was simply too much for his brain to process. So, it didn't bother trying, and he promptly fainted. The robot walked over to peer down at Jason. Looking at one of the displays on the wall, it shrugged and walked back out of the infirmary. The second time Jason awoke, strapped to the same infirmary bed, he felt much better, albeit still quite confused. He had no recollection of time, but it seemed like it must have been at least 12 hours since he had first boarded the ship. The sensation distressed him greatly. Years of military training and experience had honed his internal chronometer to such a degree of accuracy that he never needed an alarm clock anymore. He simply decided when he should wake up, and he would. Well, give or take a quarter of an hour. He concentrated on the passage of time. It distracted his mind from the reality of the situation, something he really didn't want to deal with just yet. Instead, he once again began to take a mental inventory of his body by systematically flexing muscle groups. He frowned. Maybe he'd been out far longer than he thought. He couldn't detect so much as a strained muscle. In fact, he felt better than he had in years. When he finally moved, it was to lift his head and look down at his body. As soon as he did, he heard a beep beep, and the restraints released and retracted into the base of the bed he was laying on.